Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler on a Kim and Lavoy Judgment Day. Kim and Lavoy, they are your best defense. It is a Tuesday. And lots and lots to talk about today in a big, big show today, bigger than normal. David Stearns, president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, will join us at 3 o'clock. At 4:35, David Bakhtiari, our all-pro left tackle for the Green Bay Packers, will join us coming up at 4:35. And then at 5:35, Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold reporter. Tell your friends, tell your families, tell strangers at the gas station or at the store. Turn on The Fan at 3. It's David Stearns, 4:30, David Bakhtiari. Set reminders on your phone. Put it in your calendar. Set alarms to go off every couple of minutes before they come on. Let everybody know. Stearns at 3, Bakhtiari at 4:35. Tell everyone.
So you don't want them to listen now?
Hi, Leroy. Huh?
I'm confused. So if I call a friend, so should I just hang up and call back at 3?
Sure, if you want to, sure, yeah. I just want to make sure everybody knows to tune in at 3 o'clock. Absolutely right, yeah.
You tell people to tune in now, man. What are you talking about? Do you know
I don't know, man.
We're
going to
be
sitting
out for this hour? Will he get on the...
I guess that's a good point. I've just been taught that way in radio to time stamp big segments on your show so people are listening.
Well, whoever taught you that, they're wrong.
Call Mitch after the show and let him know he's
listening.
Wrong. Yeah.
No, you tell Mitch our show should be highlighted, not just... those two, so no one should listen to the other 2 hours?
Why are you athletes always so sensitive? Why is
that?
They
ain't got a new athlete right now,
man. Sensitive people.
If we want
people
to do exactly what we asked them to do, we want them to go to JJ, we want to go to Pella, we want to go to Ford. Listen to the whole show, man. Take off of your jobs, man, and listen to the show. Yeah. And then go back to work at 6. That's what you should be telling people, Steve. What's wrong with you?
Sorry, Leroy.
Let me do the open from now on. Okay?
Perfect. Tomorrow, it's all you at 2 o'clock.
It'll
I'm just going to pot you
noise.
Up, and
all
I will I'll run the music,
that's
and you
be.
Can have at it. He is Leroy Butler, knower of all, here on the Wendy's Big Show. We also have Gary Ellerson. He is the former Packer and Badger running back on today's show. Okay, first things first, is it all about the postseason for the Packers
for the Bucks?
This year?
Oh.
For the Packers this year,
I really need to call Mitch now.
I'll
be jumping all over the place.
We'll clarify. Marcus on the north side, one of many listeners here to The Fan, as well as the Green and Gold postgame show with Bill Michaels and Gary Ellerson, who you can hear after each and every Packer game, including this coming Sunday night after the Packers take on the old Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Marcus on the north side called in to Bill and Gary after week 2's game, and this is how this call went.
My question is this to you guys, and I'll be real brief. See, here's what I look at this, and it's not a correlation to the Bucks, but I look at the Packers as, okay, fine, let's just say they go 8-0. So I'm just going to throw it out there, okay?
Okay.
Let's just say they get to the play. My thing is the postseason, man. I don't care if they go 8-8. My thing is the postseason. You can be the best regular team during the season. As we've seen last year where the Packers, we went 13-3. My question is this. Gary and Bill, do they need to make a major splash move if someone's available, if there's a trade deadline, to actually pick up a player or two or two players that can put them over the hump? I don't care about the records. Gary, I'm done with the Bucks and the Packers on this. Yeah, the Packers, I'm done with this nonsense. Yeah, okay, looking good. Yeah, they go 5-0, 8-0. Yeah, we get the 13th, and then we're done. You know what? I'm tired of being teased, okay? It's like talking to somebody on a date, right? So my thing is this. What splash moves can they make at the trade deadlines to put them over the top to actually get them to another Super Bowl? Because I don't care about the regular season anymore. I don't. Because I know they'll get there, they'll get to the playoffs, and then we're done. So, yeah, this all looks nice to me. But you guys tell me, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I ask you this?
Nope. You couldn't ask him anything. Mm-hmm. He hung up the phone on you, Gary. Is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year? Like Marcus on the North Side said during the postgame show, 414-799-1250.
I'm putting Marcus in the prayer line because it's Tuesday. I'm putting him in that prayer chain, okay?
414-799-1250. Speaking of prayer chain, you never came to the radio station and got your stuff today, Leroy.
Well, I had to shoot a commercial for something that my new show.
Oh, your new show. What is the new show about?
I can't tell you yet.
You can't tell me yet, of course. Okay.
So drop it off by my house when you get back, Steve.
Oh, okay. Will do. Is it all
about... Don't eat out of it.
Man, it's frozen. I can't eat it.
Hey, okay then, but don't take some of them out and put into your bag. I know you.
Yeah,
I will call your mom.
I won't do that. Is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Leroy, I guess we'll start with you.
Hey, this is nonsense. Listen, you got to understand something, Marcus, if you're listening. The NBA told, I get that for the NBA. I get that. NFL totally different. Because you can't say that for some reason, they say they go out and sign everybody. And then they don't make it. Are you still going to be upset? At least they tried. Right? I mean, say they sign everybody out there y'all want. To signal that they're going for it. Okay, facts. They signed everybody, even Antonio Brown. Everybody. Load up. Do like what Tampa Bay and some of these other teams do. Then, if they don't make it, you're going to be upset. I mean, you're going to say, you know what? Hey, at least they did what I wanted them to do. I'm fine with it. Or stay like they are. And trust me, everybody wants to win. It ain't like the Bucks wanted to lose. It ain't like the Packers want to lose. But I think sometimes fans, they think it's easy to win a Super Bowl. It's hard. It really is hard. That's why when people start talking about two Hall of Fame quarterbacks and two championships, I just walk off and let them have a conversation amongst themselves because it's hard. It's really hard. I don't think fans know how hard it really is. They really think it's easy as plug and play. I can just get anybody out there on the wire and just bring him in and everything is fine. But the overall question is, if you're saying, playoffs are bust, or you're not going to like the team, you're going to be upset, then do you really need to watch the regular season? I mean, just why don't you just wait, go on vacation and come back, and whatever, it don't matter. As long as they make it into the playoffs and try to get into the Super Bowl, and if they get knocked out again, I'm going to turn over all my Green Bay stuff. But if they sign everybody and don't make it, well, I'll keep my Green Bay stuff and say, well, at least they tried. I mean, you got to understand something about the NFL this year. If we was in a normal year, fine. This is an unprecedented year. You got all these injuries, and you're in a pandemic. And you got a lot of things. They just fined three coaches for $100,000. I don't know where they get $100,000 for. $100,000 for not having a mask on and fined the teams $250,000. It's a lot mentally going on. So you don't really know what your team going to look like. So that's why week to week, it'll be the power pole is going to change. It really is. I mean, it really is going to change. The teams who get out to these fast starts are going to have the best chance of representing their side in the Super Bowl. So I don't know what they're looking for. If the, I really want to hear from the people that say, I mean, is either Super Bowl or bust. Because I thought that since Aaron Rodgers been a quarterback, it's been all about Super Bowls. Everybody thought you want to win a Super Bowl, and we analyze when they don't win it. But you don't bail on your team. I mean, because I would be shocked, Steve, if although the Bucs fans were upset that you're still a Bucs fan, right, just because they retained Budenholzer, right? You don't just get rid of your Bucs stuff and be a bandwagoner during the season when they're winning 71 games or 70 games, but when they need you to pull for them and they come up short, then you just get rid of your Bucs stuff? Are you serious? That's a guy that's never played sports before, because every time you go to the rec league or even play amongst your family, how did you deal with defeat? Are you just always the kind of guy, if I don't win, I'm taking my ball and going home? Hey, dude, we still got five more games. You got the best ball. It's a Spalding. Can we use it? No, because I lost. I don't like fans like that. Hey, man, you got to take the good with the bad. And you got to understand that this year is different. If you want to get back to me next year when things is normal, I'm hoping and praying, because that's always in the prayer chain as well, to get back to normal, then we can have that conversation. We, matter of fact, Marcus, we've always had that conversation on this show.
For sure.
Haven't we?
Yep.
All the time.
Like every year.
We all said they were good enough to win it. But I will do this, though, and I'll yield back. I will do this for Marcus and the fans that feel his way. I will give you space to feel that way and just have an open, good conversation about it. That's what therapy is all about. When you go into these therapy sessions, you tell the truth, you get an honest opinion, although we judge you on the big show because that's our job too. Only God really will judge you, but get past that part. You have to tell that therapist everything so she can help you. And that's what we try to do on this show. We try to make the fans understand that it's really not players against the fans. It's really not. We're together. We may see things differently, but we're together. So you can't go, if you see the one time you see Aaron Rodgers and pick and say, you go up to him, why you don't have more Super Bowls? You know, he's going to look at you like, you think I don't want to win more Super Bowls? And you're going to waste your opportunity of just saying hi to him and get to know him a little bit. And then you can find out those answers on the way of bettering the relationship. So I'll give him some space to feel that way. But I really want to hear from the people that feel just like what they just heard. I really do. I can't wait for this.
All right. So the question is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year for you? Like it was from our guy Marcus on the North Side during the Green and Gold postgame show on Sunday afternoon after the Packers took care of the Lions. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll hear from Gary. I'll give you my thoughts coming up in the next segment. But first, Gary Allerson's going to tell you all about where to go to get some windows and doors if need be.
Why we didn't put this read in the 3 o'clock hour when people were listening? I'm confused.
They didn't know that Stearns was talking when booked it, probably.
We told them yesterday.
Yeah, we found out yesterday. I'm sorry.
Well, people listen to us all the time, Leroy.
That's my point.
From 2 to 6, they don't just pop in and pop out, do they?
Exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Well, my friends do. That's, I don't know about you and Steve, friends.
Yeah. Well, that's what my friends do, and that's why we talking about
your
Gina
two
Dunn
or three friends, yeah. And she's actually my friend, not you guys' friend.
Well, I mean, she liked me more than
she liked
you.
I have a commercial with her. Facts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She liked me more than she liked you.
She did say that, though, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, who sat next to her at dinner? Me or you?
Let me text her right now to get that promo.
Yeah, text her right now. And you know what? I talked to Gina about that 555, Leroy.
Yes.
Awesome. You got the tattoo yet?
No, hey, no, I think not, she's no, going no, out we, to...
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, you could be in the TV commercial.
No, Steve,
just have
Steve,
Wayne Larrabee and her tattoo in the next TV commercial.
Steve,
people will remember it.
We don't do gimmicks here, okay? This is a
professional. Well, it's not a gimmick. Company. This is real.
I'm telling you,
man. 555.
You putting it on your anchor is a gimmick.
Leroy, Brandon. Did you ask me what the 555 is? That is Brandon.
Yeah.
That is Brandon. You're right, Steve.
Hey, man. I said it before. Like, you know, they call me Steve Sparky Fiverr, but I'll be like Steve Mercedes Benz Pfeiffer. If somebody wants it, baby, I'll change it. I'm good. Whatever you want.
That's Brandon at his best.
Gina got class. She ain't doing that. Mm-hmm.
All day long, guys. 555, Leroy. 555 has been extended through October 15th. That's 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment. Plus,
nice.
5% bonus savings, the 555. And the bonus savings applies to windows and doors and installation, guys. Don't put it off. Replace now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, and 5 months before your first payment. That's not until at least February of 2021. Pella now, pay later. Plus bonus savings, just order by October 15th. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Guys, stop by your nearby showroom, Pella Experience Center, or set your free consultations today at PellaWI.com.
Question is this to you guys, and I'll be real brief. See, here's what I look at this, and it's not a correlation to the Bucks, but I look at the Packers as, okay, fine. Let's just say they go 8-0. So I'm just going to throw it out there, okay?
Okay.
Let's just say they get to the My thing is the postseason, man. I don't care if they go 8-8. My thing is the postseason. You can be the best regular team during the season. As we've seen last year where the Packers, we went 13-3. My question is this. Gary and Bill, do they need to make a major splash move if someone's available, if there's a trade deadline, to actually pick up a player or two players that can put them over the hump? I don't care about the records. Hey, Gary, I'm done with the Bucks and the Packers on this. Yeah, the Packers, I'm done with this nonsense. Yeah, okay, looking good. Yeah, they go 5-0, 8-0. Yeah, we get the 13th, and then we're done. You know what? I'm tired of being teased, okay? It's like talking to somebody on a date, right? So my thing is this. What splash moves can they make at the trade deadline to put them over the top to actually get them to another Super Bowl? Because I don't care about the regular season anymore. I don't. Because I know they'll get there, they'll get to the playoffs, and then we're done. So, yeah, this all looks nice to me. But you guys tell me, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, let me ask you this. Can I ask you this?
You can't.
You know what Gary was going to ask him?
For his phone
who
number?
Who you want. No, who you want. Be prepared when you make those charts. Tell us who you want. Don't just say go get people. Tell us who you want. Do your homework. And maybe he would have had a good answer.
Well, I think more importantly, these guys are tired. They're tired of the Green Bay Packers. They're tired of the winning. They're tired of the, what did they go, 13-3? They're tired of the 13-3. They're tired of the 12-4.
Well, the first year coach now.
They're tired of that. They want Super Bowls. They want Super Bowls. They want to win Super Bowl. They're just tired of that. Listen, here's what I'm going to do here because, Leroy, you and I, and I say this all the time, and Steve, sometimes maybe he get mad, maybe he don't, and sometimes he understands, but sometimes he doesn't.
He understands.
You and I, Leroy, are the less than 1%ers, right? So guys that makes it into the professional league. So we think differently. These people that are talking like this are people that are like Steve. They're fans. That's what makes show so great.
Yes.
That folks don't know. That this is what makes our show so great because we have the ultimate fan right now. And Steve Sparky Fiverr, and he frets a little bit about certain things. Sometimes he makes things up in his mind. But most fans, this is what they do. This is how they do it. Yeah. I mean, if you're a fan, you're probably thinking, we've heard this. And Steve has said this before. He goes, dude, you got Brett Favre. You got Aaron Rodgers. You had like 30 years of good quarterback play, two Hall of Famers, and all you got to show for it is two Super Bowls. I give the floor to Steve. Steve, you agree with Marcus?
I think I would if This team was established and kind of going in the same direction for a number of years and not being able to get over the hump, kind of like the Bucks, I guess. I think next season would be more of that season for me if they don't do something this year in the postseason, where I'd be like, dude, I really don't care about the regular season. Like, let's just get to the postseason and see if these guys can finally finish. I think that would be next season for me. The reason it's not this season is, for right or wrong, and it looks like we're going to be wrong through two games, but it's still early. We all predicted them to go backwards record-wise, yeah, to 10-6. We all thought the offense was going to probably go backwards a little bit, and that was going to be an issue going forward as far as just how many points were they going to be able to score. Was a lot of this going to fall on the defense if they weren't going to throw as much? And there was a lot of question marks going in, and now you're seeing this offense not only being better than it was last year, but being one of the more explosive offenses in the National Football League as far as putting up points through the first 2 weeks of the season. They're right there. So for me, this regular season still does mean something because we're still learning kind of just how good this football team can be on offense and seeing it evolve and change throughout the season. I'm looking forward to seeing how this all works. I'm also looking forward to seeing what changes are done on the defensive side of the football to try and slow down the run. Can they slow down the run? Can they get to that point? Now, again, you know, they go 12-4, 13-3, whatever, and they go back to the postseason. They get knocked out one game into the postseason again. Then next year probably is going to be not about the regular season because that'll be 2 years with great win totals in the regular season and not being able to finish in the postseason. Then I think next year would be that way. I'm at that point with the Bucs for certain for next year's regular season of, okay, look, you're going to be in the playoffs. Maybe you don't win 60 games. Maybe you win 55, whatever. But you're going to be in the postseason. You have the best player in the world. You have the back-to-back MVP, regardless of what every other jealous NBA player thinks. He is the MVP. So now you have to go finish. And that's what it's going to be about next year, is about the postseason, not as much about the regular season. Doesn't mean I still won't cheer. Doesn't mean that I may not get upset over a game or two that doesn't go the way that it should. But am I going to put stock into wins and losses, you know, throughout the course of the year and what the record is in January or December or anything? No, nothing like that. Not like what you would if you were fighting for a 7 or an 8 seed in the playoffs in a given season. That's different. Then the regular season means everything because you're trying to get into the playoffs and you know you're a fringe team and everything is big. You're living and dying on every game because you know every game is important for you making the postseason. When you get to the level of being as good as the Bucks are, that changes. It just does. And the Packers, I wasn't convinced they were at that level by any stretch coming into the season, even though they were 13-3 last year. And if they prove they are at that level and put up another double-digit win total season this year, win the division, and are sitting there looking pretty in the playoffs and can't finish again or get bounced out after a game in the playoffs, then next year I think there will be some of that heat. But for me, that's not this year. But again, like Gary said, every fan is different. Every fan looks at this a little bit differently. And I think Gary has said this a million times since I've worked with him, and I agree with him, that you know players look at things differently than fans. Guys that have played look at things differently because they still look at it as if they were playing on the team and how they look at the game. And fans that have never been there just look at it from the outside in, rooting for their teams of good teams, bad teams, and otherwise. I mean, like Gary said, that's what makes this show fun, that we're not always going to agree one way or the other, necessarily everything, but we're coming from different perspectives on everything, whether it's baseball, basketball, football, whatever, regardless if they played in the NBA or the MLB, it's still a player perspective, different from say a fan perspective, which is like Gary said, like 99% of the rest of the population, they never got to play pro sports. Jacob on the South Side, is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year for you?
Well, I got a theory, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But first, I got to take this opportunity to say that Packer fans are the worst, like the worst, and so annoying. Like, I love the Packers, but like, don't call me a Packer fan because I don't want to be connotated with that.
Connotated?
There's this, like, they feel like this is a birthright that every year you should win the Super Bowl, and if you don't, my God, that was a failure, and how dare you deprive me of my Super Bowl title, you jerk. Like, it's horrible. I don't think they understand how good they have it.
Like, would you say Patriots fans probably have had the same way of thinking?
Well, I think one of the problem is, like, they're measuring – or their measuring stick of success is the Patriots. So it's like
– No, but from a Patriots fan standpoint, do you think their fans think it's their God-given right to be in the Super Bowl every year?
Sure.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
But because, look, when you have – when
that's
you have
they won the, a bunch of them, too.
But when you have the best player in the league or one of the top players in the league at the quarterback position, I think most fans look at it and feel like you should have a chance to be in the Super Bowl and have a chance to go and finish when you have arguably the best quarterback in the league or one of the best quarterbacks in the league for the last decade or so.
Well, I got two things for that. Number one, it's not the NBA. So having the best players, that don't mean anything in the NFL.
Well, it's a lot more difficult to win in the NFL without a great quarterback than it is with a great quarterback than without a quarterback.
No doubt, no doubt. I agree with you there. But the other thing, too, is you said
Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson has a Super Bowl, by the way.
Right. Two of how many?
I can name a bunch more.
Well, let me finish here real quick.
Yeah, go ahead and finish.
Well, you said if you have a great player like that or the best player, you should be there every single season. And guess what, guys? Since we've had guys of that caliber, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, how many years are they not in the hunt? Are they not in the playoffs? Are they not a favorite? Yeah, it sucks that maybe you feel like they should have won a few more championships, but it's not like they haven't been there. And trust me, if you think it's bad, like, oh, what a sham, what a horrible thing that we don't have more Super Bowls, ask a Jaguars fan.
But that's the point. That is the point. That you should understand what you just said. Because guess what? When Rodgers is done, now Jordan Love, maybe he's a Hall of Famer. Who knows? But if he's not and he's Blake Bortles or something, then you're going to understand exactly what it was like to be a Jaguars fan. And that's why Packer fans are up in arms over this because they know the run's going to end. They know you're going to slide back down again. And who knows how long it'll take you to climb back out of this thing ever again.
Hey, Steve, chill, man, chill. Just take a breath, all right? What my point is, this is entertainment. I watch sports to be entertained. I don't get a prize in the mail. I don't get a Super Bowl ring if the Packers win. So, like, my great point is, if you can't get enjoyment out of watching your team blow out another team and you go, yeah, it's all about the postseason, there's two things. Number one, you probably just shouldn't be watching sports in general because I don't know what it's there for you. But number two, my theory is that people have this thing where they want to be right. So if their team wins it all, they can ignore everything and be like, oh, we won it all. This is the greatest thing ever. But if they lose, you can be like, see, told you so. And that makes you, it gives you this little bit of like, it makes you feel good about yourself, even though you're really in denial because you wanted your team to win it all. But hey, at least I have this little thing to fall back on as I could say, I told you all this was coming and now I look smart.
All right,
I think that's every facet
fantastic
of life.
Call.
Yeah,
fantastic
that's
call.
That's every facet of life. Everybody wants to be the person to say, "I told you so, Leroy."
He was right. Everybody wants to be right, and that's what it is. You want to be right. Now, if Mike McCarthy was still here, that's a fair phone call. But he's not. It's a new regime, and I'm gonna tell you something. Lamar Jackson, MVP, they got knocked out by Tannehill. That'll go down in history. He's the MVP, and got to be by Tannehill. I mean, you have to wrap your head around that. And when Patrick Mahomes threw for 50 touchdowns, and he was the MVP, they didn't win it. He won it when he wasn't the MVP. So my thing is, you can put together the most pedestrian team of all time, but if you get lucky, okay, if you stay healthy, especially with the expanded playoffs, I mean, everybody got a chance if you win 8 or 9 games. But after that, you know, just because you got a quarterback don't mean you're entitled to win a Super Bowl. It's hard. It is hard. When you get that one, I'm going to tell you something. And the New England people, they're probably understanding that, but they got Cam Newton, who I thought was playing amazing. They're going to find out, hey, man, maybe we should have, you know, either play one more year with Tom Brady or just really knew this was coming and be prepared for it. They could have just kept Jimmy G around for the whole time and said he could have been the heir apparent. But no, they wanted to move on and do something else. That's fine. And there, you know, the thing about, I will say about the Patriots, they're not like whining over the fact that things are going to change. They knew sooner or later that run of Super Bowls was going to come to an end. But other teams out there are saying, you had a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl. He's not a great quarterback, and he beat the great quarterback. he only threw the ball 8 times, but you're in there. So you have to put the right team together. You got to be lucky. But at the same time, you have to have a fan base to understand, hey, man, listen, at any time this thing can happen. Just like when you're at the casino, you're not entitled to win when you let them dice. I don't play dice, but I know my friends do. When you let them dice go, you're not, you don't know what it's going to hit. You really don't. You just hope it hit. If it hits, you celebrate. When you don't, what you do? You just put your money back down the line and start over.
But I thought, Steve, though, Leroy did make a great point in that if this were Mike McCarthy, yeah, I think his feet would be to the fire to get to the Super Bowl. Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're right. This is a new regime, new start. You're actually lucky to be where you are with the new head coach. I think more importantly, Steve, as we give Mark Murphy a lot of grief on a lot of different things, he may should be at the forefront.
May should be
at the forefront of all of this within the hiring process of Matt LaFleur. I mean, he wasn't the choice that we all thought that they were going to get. And now you've got to, because really, who starts like this? Even with their Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, you got to now try, and it didn't seem like it was that way last year with Aaron Rodgers. You got to now try to get Rodgers on board with you, with your new system. And he's got to buy into it with basically new players. And they've been able to do that. So the sustainability of the Green Bay Packers is here. Yeah, I mean, I probably get that, you know, you want more Super Bowls, and so do I.
But everybody does.
And you're looking also to, you know, to put players over the top. But the problem is when you start doing that, you lose your sustainability to win. And I don't know, maybe that's what it's about, Steve. Sustainability to win versus the go for it method, and then now we're nothing. So we win that one, and then we're back to ground zero. I mean, I think that's what it's all about, right? Steve?
I think it sustainability is one thing, right? And remember when...
Because David Stearns talks about that a lot, sustainability.
Right, and they talked about, you know, being competitive year in and year out, never going to the doldrums of being, you know, a 60-win baseball team or anything like that. And being competitive year in and year out and giving yourself a chance in the postseason to do something. That was the talk that they had. And we'll have David Stearns on here at 3 o'clock, president of baseball operations for the Brewers. But at the same point, Gary, you can say, to a degree, they kind of pushed chips in on their deals to get Moustakas, who hit a home run against him last night, to get Yasmani Grandal to really shore up their lineup to try and kind of go for it a little bit. Now, they didn't go for it in terms of long-term deals for these guys. They did one-year deals because of how the whole thing played out. They were able to do that and push their salaries a little bit higher than maybe what they wanted to do, but they still kind of went for it. Now, this year, they had to pull back salaries, and they couldn't go as high as they had went the previous 2 years. And they had to go for even more lightning-in-the-bottle type players. And even with all of that, they had a couple of guys step up and play, I think, better than anybody expected, and Corbin Burns and Devin Williams and these type of players. So not lightning-in-the-bottle guys that you signed for agency, but guys that kind of outperformed what everybody had for them for expectations coming to the season. And here you are, last week of the season, with a chance to still make the playoffs. And I think with the Green Bay Packers, when you talk about what they do, I think it was brought up here on Twitter. Let me get the tweet up. Let's see here. This is from Mike, who tweets at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Packer fans remind me of the Atlanta Braves fans of the 1990s. Great regular seasons, but only one World Series title during that run with Maddox, Glavine, and Smoltz. Yep. And I retweeted it, and I said, well, the one difference is Braves fans stopped even going to games. They were so frustrated that they couldn't finish. Packer fans would never stop going, regardless of how much frustration you get in the postseason year in and year out. Packer fans are still going to go and still think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl that following season. Braves fans were at the point of, this is never going to happen. Our offense just isn't very good, isn't good enough. Every time we get to the postseason, pitching pitches great, and we lose 2-1, 3-2, 4-2. And we're just never going to get over the hump. And that's where they were. Packer fans aren't anywhere close to that at this point.
I don't think it's a bad thing that the Packer fans want more. I love that. I love that they want more. I love it.
Right.
Yeah, don't we, Gary? We love that.
Yes. Because we want the expectations as well. And so do
exactly.
We,
that makes you.
I mean, we're not playing the game to lose. I mean, we're playing the game to win championships, and
right.
obviously, win championships becomes more money, right? I mean, so and also, if you look at your legacy, I mean, your legacy is bigger now too. The more championships that you win.
Got a bunch of people on hold. We'll get to all of you guys coming up next. We talk about expectations. Mercedes-Benz always meets their expectations. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North invites you to their fantastic Mercedes-Benz dealership. Conveniently located off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive, just blocks away from Bayshore Town Center in Glendale and only 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Can't beat that. Knowledgeable team members are ready to provide you with the best Mercedes sales, service, finance, parts, and accessories in the Milwaukee area. Who is that? Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. That's who. If you're looking for only the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs, well, there's only one place to go, right? You stop by, test drive one of their latest Mercedes-Benz models, and you're ready to roll. They offer a great selection of new and used cars as well, and many other popular models. Plus, they now have Sprinter and Metris vans at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Perfect for those of you that run your own businesses, maybe looking to upgrade your fleet of vehicles that your employees use. Maybe you're a new business looking to buy your first vehicle for your business to haul stuff around in. There's no better way to go. Go in style, baby, with the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter and Metris vans. Check them out at MercedesofMilwaukeeNorth.com. Stop by the dealership. When you're there, tell them Sparky and the Big Show sent you. They'll take great care of you and help you find the Mercedes-Benz that's a great fit for you. It's the only greater Milwaukee Metro best of the best Mercedes-Benz dealer in the city. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Is it all about the postseason for the Packers this year for you? Marcus on the north side said that's what it is for him. Said that during the Green and Gold postgame show on Sunday. 414-799-1250. Let's go to Rusty in Texas. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler.
Rusty, where you been, man?
Man, I tell you what, I've been just killing the closest gator to my canoe lately.
This guy.
Only this me, guy. You and Gary knows what that means.
Yeah, this guy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Hey, you know all these fans that are saying it's just the playoffs or nothing, Super Bowl or nothing. I just obviously they're young folks. Because all I gotta say is remember the '70s and the '80s. And Gary, yep. I know you do.
Yes, sir.
Those of us that lived through that, we take nothing for granted. And last year, man, last year made me so excited I damn near wet myself. I couldn't believe it. Everything else, you know, that was gravy last year. I mean, you know, I don't get it. I mean, every victory's a great time for me, and that's just the way I view it because I do remember the '70s and eighties.
All right, Rusty, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
It's so good hearing from Rusty because Rusty sounds like Brett Favre. He sounds like the people that me and Garrett grew up. We all got that Southern lingo. It's just so refreshing to hear people. And I love what we have our callers on our radio, listening on our radio.com app. So that's, and he's right about the 70s, 80s, Garrett, because it was rough for y'all, man.
Yeah, it was. We got any more calls, Steve?
Yeah. Just Let's waiting for Leroy. Yeah. This segment sponsored by Tally's Tap and Eatery.
Celebrating
Tuesday with taco specials starting at $2 plus $3.50 pricing on Corona beers. Tally's Tap and Eatery on Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Tony in Greendale, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
Am I on?
You are on, Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, I put Mike on. Mike's outside. Oh. Sorry. Go ahead. I hit the wrong button.
You're sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to keep it 555 here.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Now, this is what I love about this show. That this call before that guy, he changed my whole take here. Now, I want to get Leroy to interject when he can. I'm a Packer fan. If Brett Hundley's in there, Jordan Love, Jim Boyle maybe, you know, this sports, there's no guarantees. And my question is, Leroy, when you won the Super Bowl with Brett Favre, they didn't give you the trophy before the game, right?
That's right.
You trepidation, and then you play Denver, and they're like, oh, we got this. You know, there's no guarantees. You're a fan or get off the roller coaster. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers is that pick and save. If I was him, I'd have probably had people to do that. Wouldn't you?
We do have pickup groceries.
I don't mind going to Pick and Save, but if I got that money, I got people to do that.
No, Mike, you got to be a regular guy.
Hey, I had one more quick comment.
Go ahead.
This NFL fining people for masks.
Yeah.
You notice how everybody's a mask police now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're trying to make some money because they lost all that preseason money on those games.
Oh, they got kind of no.
You don't agree with that?
No.
They just want you to wear the mask.
They got all the money in the world anyway, right?
Yeah, they do.
Just follow the rules. Yeah.
Hey, stay safe, guys.
You too, buddy. My brother. Yeah, you got to just follow the rules. They give you a rules just saying they're going to fine you. They have those rules. I mean, they told them the rules back in, May? So it is what it is. You don't want to be a tough guy. And you would think the one guy who would have a mask on is the coach you're going to play next week because he had COVID-19. And thank God he got over it. But they told the guys the rules. So we don't have to get into that because I don't even know how staying alive would be political. But
all right, let's go to the next one here. Tony in Greendale, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Try number two for Tony. Sorry about that, Tony.
What's up, Mike?
You know, the way I see it,
shush.
We have today, people better just sit back and pay attention. Pay attention to these games. This is not, to me, the same Packer team that went 13-3 last year. Now, I believe the better team, and saying that doesn't mean they're going to go 13-3. They may go 12-4, 11-5. But I believe they're a stronger team, definitely offensively, because you're starting to see how they're using their backs a lot better. And teams can't just, key off of Aaron Rodgers anymore. If this is the trend, if this is what they're going to do between running, and throwing to the backs. And by doing that, all it's going to do is just improve the defense. So, a lot of these people, how many people out there would think at this time the Packers, just with two games, with no preseason, the Packers would be 2-0? I guarantee you none of them, because all these people that are always crying were saying how terrible the draft was and they were just complaining about everything, all right? Now, I'm sitting back, and I've called you guys before, and I said, yeah, it would have been maybe nice to get a receiver, but, I like that they shored up that line. They picked up another back. You can kind of see what's going on here, okay, that maybe they want to take a little – not maybe take so much pressure off Aaron Rodgers in the passing game, but become more balanced, okay? Maybe you get a lead and you can ram the ball down their throat for the last 6 minutes, 7 minutes of the game, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what I saw Sunday, especially in the second half, is they were just resilient, on defense. They didn't let up to me. They didn't let up at all. And I just think that's something totally different than, I haven't seen that much, and I just like they just kept their foot on the gas offensively. It seems like they want to run every team out of the stadium on both sides of the ball, and I like that. We're starting to get defensive players that, who heard us? There's one guy, that linebacker, I don't know if he wasn't drafted, but no one really heard of him, and he's been doing pretty good. Now, and when I say just pay attention, enjoy it. Yeah, we may
Chris
not
Bonds.
Win a Super Bowl this year, but it's like, enjoy what's happening here. I mean, I got to admit, I'm really happy because I believe our offense is much better, much improved from last year, and it's not just because Aaron Rodgers is playing better himself. We're more balanced, okay? And then mm-hmm. the defense isn't on the field so much. I mean, how many times did he get sacked maybe once or twice in the first two games? A lot of people were picking Minnesota to win that game.
No question about it. Tony, thanks for the call, man. We got to roll on. We got other calls here. Thanks for the call. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Still to come, David Stearns, president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, comes up at 3 o'clock. David Bakhtiari, our all-pro left tackle for the Green Bay Packers, joins us at 435. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler, David Stearns, president of baseball operations for the Brewers and general manager, will join us coming up in 5 minutes. But first, let's sneak Ram on the north side in. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's going on, Gary and Leroy?
What's up?
You know, I wanted to say real quick just a couple things, but it seemed like when I listen to the media, I wish like these new guys that come in that they should intern with some of the guys that's been around. So when they just send the information, they're just not winging it. And then the other thing is I get tired of people bashing Aaron Rodgers when, you know, last season they played very well. They got wins. And then I hear the national media, oh, they played a soft schedule. I'm like, how do you play a soft schedule in NFL, Leroy? What's that? Know. What's that all about? And then the other thing, I would say this: what I'm looking at the Packers, I think we're watching a transformation of the running game. When you look at Aaron Jones, when you got a guy that come out the backfield and can catch and put the burners on the sideline, and I think a lot of these NFL teams were not ready for that. And I think it was Leroy made a comment about that yesterday when they played Kansas City that they were putting him in the slot, and he going road runner on both sides of the field. So if the Packers got that, maybe they. I'm thinking from the standpoint, I was kind of on that thing about the wide receiver, but I'm thinking like, now if they got Aaron Jones that's doing that on a regular basis, then they got that rookie who can get short yarded. Maybe they looking at right now, we're gonna roll with this woman and see how long we can take this before we jump out there and get somebody. So I think we should just get on this roller coaster and ride, man, and be happy we get these W's, man. And stop complaining and whining.
Thanks.
Thanks for the call, Ram. Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, we'll hear from David Stearns, president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers and general manager. Brewers lose last night, but still in the thick of it for the playoff race. Last week of the season, still a doubleheader to come on Friday against those Cardinals. Ugh. So lots of games to get to all the way through Sunday, and then the playoffs start next Wednesday. And we have the Cardinals situation. They're going to finish with 58 games, so there may be a scenario where they may have to go to Detroit on Monday and play the Tigers twice if it determines a team making the postseason or not making a postseason. Got that to talk about as well. David Stearns joins us next on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, here's Mike Clemens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.